Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do that in me.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Just waiting for some people to hop on. Just give me a second here. Amen and amen. Amen. How's everybody on this morning? Let me make sure that I am live. Give me 1 second. Amen. How's everybody week going? Just waiting for some folk to hop on here. I see some folk have dialed in. So we're going to get started in 1 second. I am like super excited on today. I am so excited on today. How about you guys? I'm going to just want to check one more thing to see. Am I on? Oh, and I am. I was making sure I was live. Amen. Amen on this. Thank you, Lord. I am so sorry. Those who have dialed in, I accidentally cut them completely off. I'm so sorry. Thank you guys for hanging in there. I'm so sorry. I completely just hung up the line on them. I'm so sorry. Thank y'all for your patience. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. So sorry. Oh, my God, because I had people that dial in, that listen in, and the whole thing just cut completely off. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So sorry. Okay. So you see I'm operating this machine by myself today. Okay. Amen. So God is good. I was rolling, y'all. Was rolling. So anyway, what I'm saying to you is that they were telling Nehemiah, our strength is getting weary. We rebuilding this wall, but all we see is rubble because, see, the wall was burned down. So all they see is rubble. The only thing that they see is rubble. You know, we can, you ever sit here that's saying, can't see the forest for the trees? That's how they were saying. All this rubble, and we can't even see it because there's so much rubble. Can we rebuild this wall? Meanwhile, our strength is getting weak. So what my topic on today is don't quit now. Even in the midst of you feel like you just got to push even harder. Yeah, because you do. Even when you feel like, God, I can't make it, but you can. God, even when you feel like, Lord, you got me out here. Where do I go? What's my next step? What is my direction? God, please help me. I don't know what to do. But don't you know that God is with you? So don't quit now. Don't start going, because when you start quitting, you start going and spiraling in a whole different direction that you had no business going in. When you start spiraling down and start giving up and quitting on God or quitting on that thing he called you to do, you start spiraling down and start hanging around some folks you don't need to hang around. You start being in some places that you know that you shouldn't even be there because you have given up your strength. You have given up on that. So that's when the enemy comes in and start working on your mind. He starts working on you, and you find yourself in places that you never should have been. But because you became so weak, you became so frustrated. And it's something because to you, much is given, much is required. God calls us to a place to be great, and we are great, even with everything going on around us. Don't you know that you are powerful, you are fierce, and you are mighty, but you're mighty through God? Hallelujah. So I love that in verse 10, how they was just like really just transparent. This is, look, how we feel. But and it's something, because when you feel a certain way, it's good to go to God and let God know, God, this is how I'm feeling today. I don't feel like I can go on. I'm a caretaker. God, I don't have the strength because now my health is failing. I'm missing all my doctor's appointments. Well, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, because you already healed. Hallelujah. You just got to organize and prioritize some things, even when you were taking care of someone. Amen. I know, because my mom did that for years, a caretaker for my dad. And even though that was his wife, but still, she still took on the role of taking care of him. But we made sure that she was up on all her appointments, even though she went kicking and screaming, because, you know, she like, look, I can drive my own car and I can go my own self. But you know, me and Dickie and Penny was like, okay, but we're going with you. So it's times when you are somebody's caretaker and you start neglecting who you are, and you start saying, God, can I do this? Yeah, God gave you the strength and the ability to do it. You just got to refocus, go to the movies if you get a minute, have one of your relatives, because you come and stay with them for a couple hours just so you can start taking care of you. Amen. And so they said to him, and I'm just so stuck on this scripture, because it says, meanwhile, the people in Judah said, the strength of the laborers is giving out, and there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall. They told Nehemiah, how can we rebuild the wall? We can't even see the forest or the trees. There's so much going around us. On top of that, we're getting weak and doing it, because you know that enemies start coming up against you every time you start doing some stuff for the Lord, every time you start being a better person and stepping out on some things. Verse 11 said, also our enemy said, before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them and will kill them and put an end to the work. See, the enemy start working on them. The enemy start working on your mind, because he'll start working on your mind when you start doing some things right. When you start moving in the direction the Lord wants you to move in, or when you start doing some great things, here he comes, sticking his head up, because he don't want you to be the best you. He don't want you to be great. He starts throwing all kind of monkey wrenches. Your kids get sick, and this happened, and that. Let me tell you, bind that up in the name of Jesus. Every time I used to travel when my kids were younger, I used to say, God, please let these kids stay well so I can go. God, please heal their body so I can go. Whoo, Jesus, when I tell you God know how to hold things down, and he know how to hold things down right, because he has the power. Ooh, glory be to God. So we said, verse 11, so also our enemy said before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them, and we will kill them and put an end to the work. So the enemy is telling them, hey, right now what's going to happen is that we're going to be right there, and we're going to see you, and we're going to be right there. And the work is going to end. I just wanted to get on here and read some of your comments. Good morning, Jean Hunter. Good morning, Alfreda. Good morning, Bernadette. Amen. Good morning, Penny. Amen. Okay, you watching from Charleston. Go here, Renee. Yes, so what I'm saying to you is that, and it's so crazy, because you can just be at a position where you feel like just quitting. You feel like just giving up. But don't give up. Be not weary and well doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. So don't give up the fight. Don't give up in this race trying to do good and trying to be great, because you already great. Sometimes we're afraid of our next God. What's next for me, this work, or after I stop being here or there? What's next for me? God got great things in store for you. Let me tell you, sometimes we get so caught up on our age. We get so caught up on, you know, how old I am, and people going to laugh if I decide to step out and do this now. The heck with people and what they say. Let me tell you something. If I would have stayed stuck thinking like that, maybe I should did this in my 20s. Well, guess what? I ain't in my 20s no more, but it's for right now, because this is a right now time, and God, guess what? We serve a right now God, right? Amen. And an on-time God. He's a right now God and an on-time God. Hallelujah. So let me tell you, I got delivered from people a long time ago. I got delivered from them, because when you stay stuck in their mode and what they think and their expectations of you, you are failing at it. because you're so busy trying to live up to them. No, live up to God and how God sees you, how he loves you. I got delivered from people a long time ago because if I didn't, I would have stayed stuck in that mold, what they think about me, what they say about me. If I move this way, they're going to laugh. If I move that way, they're going to laugh. And, you know, we are our own worst enemy, and sometimes we ain't got to even get up caught up in people. We get caught up in our own selves, talking to our own selves, well, I shouldn't do this, well, I shouldn't do that, I'm too old. Let me tell you, when you look in the Bible, all of them was of age. Some of them was really young, and some of them was of age, older than us that's on this line. But guess what? They still did the work. So back to Nehemiah, chapter 4. I just had to throw that out there. Chapter 4, verse, I begin with the 10th verse, now I'm on the 12th verse. And then, because the enemy was told in verse 11 that we're going to see you and we're going to end that work, we're going to see you and we're going to be right there. But guess what? God is omnipresent, not you. Hallelujah. But you see how the fear of the Lord stepped in to do things and say things against you? You see how he do that, how the enemy moves, just so you could be frustrated? So that's why they begin to lose some of their strength, because the enemy start coming up against them. Woo, glory be to God. But don't you know that if greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Look, Jesus, hallelujah. I feel my strength coming on, hallelujah. Can't quit now. Verse 12 said, then the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over. So they telling Nehemiah over and over who God had called to rebuild the wall. He gave him, he was a leader and instructing people which way to go, how to do it, and how, listening to God. And then he delegated and gave everybody else instructions. But the Israelites, the Jews kept saying over and over what the enemy told them. Stop being a bone carrier and be a prayer warrior. Stop carrying bones back what somebody else said. And when people bring you bones like that, say, you got to go ahead with that talk. Because why are you carrying that bone? So you sitting there listening to it so you can come and tell me? Who? No. Mm-mm. So kept telling them over and over. And verse 13 says, and by that time, you're becoming real weak. Keep listening to all that negative. Remove yourself from all that negativity. Remove it from that negativity all the time. Oh, Jesus, that's just making me sweat. All that negativity all the time. Let me tell you, my phone say, bleep, I'll call you back. Yeah, okay, all right, I'll talk to you later. Yeah, that's where I meant with that. Mm-hmm. So verse 13 says, therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. Whew. Nehemiah, you see that? Nehemiah is like, I'm not even entertaining what the enemy said. I'm not entertaining that he said I can't be great, that my mindset won't change, that this situation in this house won't change, that my friends, my whole circle won't change. Hallelujah. He didn't pay the enemy no mind, because when God said it's going to be done, oh, that wall is going to be rebuilt. So I'm here to tell you on today, whatever you're lacking, whatever you think you can't get done, oh, it can get done. Stop looking at your ailments. Stop looking at how I can't get it done, because your strength comes from God. He is the one who gave them strength to rebuild the wall. So if God called you to do it, he got you. He got you. So don't worry about what you're lacking. Don't worry about, I feel like I'm inadequate. I don't have enough resources. I don't have enough credentials. I don't have enough money to pay for it. Don't you know that God got everything for you? He done already did it. He done already worked it out. He done already stepped up in there. He done already took care of your grandkids, your children, your mate, your husband, your if there's some male on the line, your wife. He done already took care of them. Hallelujah. That situation is already over. It's already done. You just got to. It's the manifestation of it. Mm-hmm. You just got to get to it. Hallelujah. Because it's already done. You just got to get to it. So you're just waiting for things to come to pass. Hallelujah. That's where your faith come in. Woo, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Verse 14 says, so after he told them how to, he set it up, he set them up the exposed face. Oh, Jesus. You see how Nehemiah transitioned from verse 12 after he took them out, the enemy going to attack us, and he went right into it. Nehemiah says, and what? Let's get the job done. I don't want to hear nothing about the enemy because God already got them. He already fought that battle. Woo, our weapons of warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God are pulling down the strongholds. So Nehemiah knew with his faith. And let me tell you something about Nehemiah. Nehemiah was a cupbearer to the king. But look how we look at ourselves sometimes as people. We say, oh, my gosh, you know, how can I do that task when I was a custodian? I cleaned bathrooms. I cleaned houses. What? So what you talking about? Okay, so that's your employment, right? Mm-hmm. So God can't move you out to do great things. He can't move you out to be a leader. It's us that we call ourselves great, but at the same time, we're afraid to come out of that jar with a lid like a grasshopper. And you see how grasshoppers holding on to each other, pulling them down in the jar so no one else can get out. Hmm? But it's always somebody who's going to get out of that because they're not staying stuck where they are. So even when you're pulling people, pulling you down, even when you feel an enemy coming at you, you can't quit now. You got to keep on going. If God is for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. The battle was not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I love Nehemiah because he's like, I'm not listening to all that the enemy comes against us. No, okay, we still moving forward. So this is what we're just going to do it this way now. So I'm going to line you up according to your families. And all the exposed places, I'll put you in exposed places, the places where they thought they was going to attack us at. No, God got that covered. Hallelujah. You just got to be willing and obedient. What the Bible says, you should eat the fruit of the land, the good of the land. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. So verse 13 says, therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles and the officials and the rest of the people, woo, Jesus. I'm getting ready to shout right here. Woo, glory, glory, glory be to God. All right, let me read that again, guys. So this is what Nehemiah said to them. Hallelujah, verse 13, like he wasn't listening to them. He said, therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the walls at the exposed places, posting them by families, with the swords, spears, and bows. After I looked things over, he said, after I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, see, when he looked things over and he seen what they seen, but he seen the spirit room, he seen, well, first of all, he didn't see what they seen. Even though there was the same eyes that they were seeing, with looking at the same rubble, the same attack that was coming against them, he said, after I looked things over, because he knew that if God is to him, who could be against them? If God called me to do this job, he got me. He couldn't quit then. He said, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, don't be afraid. Oh, Jesus, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord. He said, don't be afraid of them. So he said that to them, the nobles and the officials, don't be afraid. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. Woo, Jesus. That's what he said. He said, fight for that. Stop listening to what they're saying to you and fight for that. Woo, Jesus. So let me read that again. He says, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome. He said, who is great and awesome. And fight for your families, he said. He said, fight for your families, for your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. Oh, Jesus, fight for your homes, he said. He said, when our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had, wait a minute, now that scripture just cut completely off. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Lord have mercy, Jesus, how did my scripture cut off? Hold on, guys. I'm going to get this real quick for you. Amen, amen. Oh, my God. I am just so, oh, my God. God is powerful. Do you hear me? Whew. Let me tell you something. Nehemiah was so encouraged because in his mind, it don't matter what they say, because I know that God, if God is for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. He said in verse 15, said, when our enemies heard that we were aware of all the plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to our own work. Woo, Jesus. Let me tell you, so when the enemy heard how they stood, how they did not give up, how they fought for their homes, they fought for their sons, they fought for their daughters, they fought for their wives. Woo, Jesus. And they returned to the wall. See, they had the peace. See, that enemy is a liar. He got to flee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. From that day on, half of the men did the work while the others half there equipped their spears. Hallelujah, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted, he got this thing, go ahead, Nehemiah, posted themselves behind all the people of Judah. Woo, Jesus. Let me tell you something. That wall was rebuilt because God was for them, and who can be against them? That wall was built because Nehemiah, the leader. That's why you got to be so careful about people who you following. That leader that was so mighty, Nehemiah. I don't flock after everything that's high and, oh my God, they real high. Oh my God, they real popular. No, I go according to how God calls me to be under cloak, how where God calls me to be under, what leadership I need to be under. I don't go to the first thing that I see that's all popping and jumping out there. No, I go where God has called me to be. So back to that, Nehemiah being such a great leader can't stop now. You can't quit now. You cannot quit now. You, hallelujah, you cannot quit now. And I know that enemy is coming up against you. I know he's saying and doing all kind of things. Oh, Jesus, but you cannot quit now. Be not weary and well-doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Keep on going. Keep on pushing. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting God because he is faithful. Woo, Jesus, glory be to God. My lines are open so the ones who called in, they can always call, and they can always press one. They can always comment. Oh, my God, hallelujah. When I tell you God is so faithful, don't quit now. You would just have to press one, and I could bring you in. When I tell you that God is so faithful, y'all, when I tell you he is so faithful, so don't quit now. Even when it feels like everything is coming up against you. Everything. I mean, it's like you can't see the forest for the trees. Every time you turn around, I got to fight this battle. I got to fight this war. Let God fight for you. Let God fight for you. Nehemiah didn't pay the enemy no mind. He kept on working. He kept on going. Even when people, that's another thing, when you have people that's rolling and rocking with you and they can't see the vision that God has given to you, you keep on going when they start doubting it. Nehemiah didn't care. He said, if I'm the only one rebuilding this wall, it's going to be done because God is going to give me the resources. He's going to give me all the credentials I need. He's going to give me everything I need to get that job done. So you got to be careful about your circle, who people you have around you. So they'll start pulling on you with their negativity. And then you'll start doubting what God has called you to do. Don't doubt. They'll start having you doubt things that you know that is yours. Who, Jesus? Things that you know that is yours. And they'll have you start doubting it. Oh, no, no, no. There's no way I can get that. There's no way that I can be blessed that way. Why? Well, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to God. Hallelujah. Stop talking about I pray to the universe. God created the universe. Pray to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let me tell you, I'm at a place where, let me tell you, this message really did help me on today. See, it's just not me talking to you all. No, too. Let me tell you, and when God gave this to me, to give to you all, I'm like, oh, my God, Lord, because God knows. But it's at a place where you got to keep fighting. You got to keep pushing because that enemy is mad. And he's mad when you do great things for the kingdom. He's mad when you sit on your job. I'm sorry, and you minister to other people. He don't want you ministering. He don't want you talking to nobody, your co-workers about the Lord. He don't. And he gets real angry and frustrated. Next thing you know, you all in the supervisor's office and all of that stuff. But the devil is a liar. Oh, Jesus. You go in that office and say, if God is for me, who could be against me? God already fixed it. He already worked it out. Even if he did close that door, he got a greater door for me. You can't quit now. You cannot quit now. Get up. Get back to the work. Get back to your grind. Let me tell you, I was at a place, oh, my God, last night, like, Lord, on the inside of me, Father, but guess what? You got to keep going. And in the midst of that, my books came. I have books in Braille now. And so God is doing a mighty work. I have books in Braille, A Diamond in the Garden. You can find it on Amazon under Wanda Martin. It's in Braille now. Let me see, can I get, show you all one? I know I didn't came all the way out, but right here, my book is in Braille. You can't see it, but you can feel it. It's in Braille, A Diamond in the Garden. When I tell you, oh, my gosh, God is doing a new thing. So people visually impaired is also going to be on Amazon in large print. When I tell you God is doing it. This right here was regular print, A Diamond in the Garden. I am so blessed on today, but I just want to encourage you all to don't give up. Don't quit. Get the job done. If God is for you, who could be against you? Hallelujah. Not by might nor by power, but by God, saith the Lord. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. But God's spirit, and know your lane. See, that wall, that the temple was built, that was burnt down in Jerusalem years ago. Zerubbabel rebuilt that. Yeah, you know, that's my boy, right? They always talk about Zerubbabel. Yes. And years later, God called Nehemiah to rebuild the wall. So stop jumping into things that you know that don't have nothing to do with you. So when Zerubbabel rebuilt the temple, he really could have said, oh, you want me to go ahead and do the wall too? God didn't call him to do the wall because God knew that years later he would call another leader to do the wall. We always trying to jump in stuff that we don't have no business jumping in. That's not your lane. Why are you jumping that lane? That's not for you to do. Why are you over there when you should be over here? This falling apart because you over there. Why are you over there? Stay where you're supposed to stay. So years later, it was Nehemiah's job to rebuild the gate, the wall around the temple. But Zerubbabel could have said years ago, oh, okay, I'll go ahead and rebuild the wall too after he built the temple. God didn't call him to rebuild the temple. He never said it because that wasn't his job. He did his lane. He stayed in his lane. Learn how to stay in your own lane. If that don't concern you, then don't be bothered with it. So get out of other people's houses and it don't belong to you. Mm-hmm. And you have nothing to do that. Get out of people's conversations when you have nothing to do with that situation. Don't go there. Mm-mm. It'll work itself out. Trust me, it will work itself out without you putting your input in. So stay to yourself and do what God called you to do, your lane, what he told you to do. I'm not saying don't go help people. You know what I'm talking about, being nosy bodies and being busy in somebody else's stuff. That's what I'm talking about because, you know, I love to help people. That's what I do all day. So I'm talking about being a busy bee in other folks' stuff when you're supposed to be doing something else. Amen? So don't quit and don't give up. Amen. So my broadcast is over. Nobody pressed one to come in to comment. God bless you all. I am so, so super excited about today. Woo! Let me tell you, are y'all encouraged? Because this sure enough blessed me on the day. Lord have mercy and bless my soul for today. Not to give up. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Woo, glory be to God. So we're going to pray out. Hey, Reverend Camille telling my cousin, yes, yes, yes. Don't give up. I'm telling you. Ooh, new doors, hallelujah, are opening in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. I'm telling you. Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to pray out, you guys, and be blessed on today. Know that God got you. Know that he is on your side. It's something before I leave you. It's something that I wanted to give to you because I often have this on my, let me see, can I find it real quick? It's a saying that I sometimes post, almost all the time post on my page. So let me see, can I find that for you? Amen. I may can't find it, but I'll post it today. It'll be on my Hope Victorious page. Oh, my God. It'll be on my Hope Victorious page. And I love that saying, and I so live by it because I don't know who wrote it, but amen. Hi, Yvette. Amen. Let me just see. Can I find it real quick, you guys? If you could just hold on. This is like one of my favorites that I use. But if I can't find it, I'll post it. I'll post it on my page. I know it says something like, don't give up. I should have this memorized. I really should. But don't give up. So let me tell. Okay, so what y'all do is go to my Hope Victorious page, and I'll post it as soon as I get off this call. I'm going to find it and put it on there. Let me see. Does somebody got it? You know it's one of my favorite posts I do on there. Amen. Hi, Evangelist Catherine. Amen. Okay. So, all right, guys. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. God, I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for just moving and shaking. I thank you for just always being such a great help, God. Lord, I thank you for just being there with me, Father God, when I need you, God. I thank you, God, for just always showing up, even when we don't feel like we can make it. God, you always allow us to make it, Father. You force us to make it. You push us to make it, God. You give us the strength, and I thank you, God, for fighting for us. I thank you for being with us, Father, and for loving us. God, we ask that, God, on today, you would touch everyone that's on this call, Father God, those that's on YouTube, those who have dialed in, those who are on this podcast, God. God, we just thank you, God, for just life, God, life everlasting. God, I pray, Father God, Lord, that you would just continue to touch. We hold up right now Gwen Gardner on today, God, Desi Avenger's mom. God, we ask that, God, Lord, just let your will be done, Father God. Lord, touch her family. Give them strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch little Zane, God, the whole family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch Desi. Give her strength right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, go before her mom on today, Father God. Lord, let your will be done in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, God. Oh, hallelujah. Go before the whole family, her other daughter, Nikki, on today, God. Oh, God, we trust you and we love you, God. Touch all the grandchildren, God, Josephine, the whole, all her siblings on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, hallelujah. Go before the whole house on today, Father. Let your will be done, Father God. Send peace, encouragement, God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch all of our loved ones, God. Continue to heal our bodies, Father God. Strengthen us, keep us, God, that we will not quit and we will not give up. We do thank you, God. Touch everybody's homes on today. Touch their families on today. Protect us, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect all of us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and give us the strength that we need to move on, the courage that we need to move out on some things. Touch our jobs on today, God, when we don't know we're going to get our next meal. But God, we know that, God, you have never forsaken us. You have never left us. Prosperity is already in the air. Grab hold of it. Receive it. It's yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for your son Jesus dying across for our sins. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name. And touch the Bond family on today, God. Touch the children, Father God. In the name of Jesus, dear God. Make a way out of no way, Father. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Hallelujah. And touch the woman that are loose confidence this week and that everybody will get what they need. Those traveling, give them traveling mercies, Father God. We thank you, God, for greatness. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you and that he cares for you. And be encouraged. Oh, wait, hold on. Be encouraged on today. Wait a minute, guys. Let me see something. Okay. All right. So I'm going to post it. It says, no matter
no matter how you feel, show up and never give up. This is what I put on my page sometimes. No matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up, and never give up. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. So, hi, Angel Catherine. So, you guys, my podcast is getting ready to end, but God bless you. I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anybody on here. Amen. It's getting ready to end. So, I'll see you all on next week. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. Know that he loves you so much and he is there. Thank you to everyone that has joined me on today. I'll see you all next week and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen and amen. Just want to make sure I don't see anybody. Hi, Shanae. How are you? Hi, Jean. Amen. Just making sure I didn't forget anybody on here. If I did, I'll go back and give you a shout-out a little later. Normally, my mama is on here. She be texting me everybody who's on there. Amen. God bless you all, and go in peace, and I'll see you all next week. Okay, Renata, make sure you come and Sherry. I said hello. Free to tell everybody out there, hello. All right, love you guys. See you next week. Bye. I thought I was going this way. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. Thank you.